before the roar. Early morning cities unfurl like fresh green leaves. The raucous clamour of fun-fuelled hedonism is stilled, and arterial lungs are decongested. This is the time, a special time, when the stones gently wake to a subdued symphony of cleaners and whispering sated cats tiptoeing home. Sad cardboard-carpeted doorways still embrace their fragile cargoes, and the ghosts of yesterday's footsteps vanish with the dewy dawn. Early breakfasts flavour the chill air, while greasy spoon servers, whistling quietly to themselves, eye the lightning sky before committing their rusty furniture to the fresh, swilled flags. Early shift coppers wink their good mornings to night shift nurses. Dogs sniff out the old and the new, their walkers pull from pillar to post, furtive fingers enfolding hopeful little plastic bags. This is the time, a special time, before the gaping subterranean passages disgorge their hordes of workers, shoppers, tourists, tat-sellers and transits, before the air is blue with car-carried curses and bus-borne badinage, before the tills click, the keyboards clatter and the money takes over. Before all this, now, this special time, anticipation hovers over the streets like a benevolent presence, and the city unfolds its stretched, waking arms around itself.